From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Congress is on track to complete passage today of legislation to raise the federal debt limit just before the government would begin defaulting on its obligations. The House acted first, passing the bill last night by a wider-than-expected margin. NPR's Andrea Seabrook says Democrats split evenly, but Republicans voted overwhelmingly for the measure.
There was not a whole lot for each party to like in this bill, but in the end, each party had enough of an accomplishment in it to go ahead and vote for it. The Democrats said that it didn't actually cut services in Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And the Republicans said it puts the government heading in the right direction, spending cuts instead of spending increases.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook. The vote in the House was preceded by an outburst from protesters who chanted against House Speaker John Boehner and the lack of any revenue increases in the bill. And then as lawmakers were preparing to vote, they broke into applause. They saw a long-absent colleague enter the House chamber, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, returning for the first time since she was seriously wounded by a gunman in January. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi praised Giffords.
There isn't a name that stirs more love, more admiration, more respect.
Giffords, escorted by her husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, cast her vote for the debt limit bill. The Senate is slated to vote on the legislation at noon today, and it's expected to pass there as well in time for the president to sign it later today. NPR's Scott Horsley says the White House is still analyzing the potential impact of the bill's sweeping spending cuts.
The spending cuts in the deal would be phased in over time to minimize shock to the fragile economy. But some economists warn any drop in government spending is a mistake at a time when unemployment is running at 9.2%. A disappointing report on manufacturing Monday showed factory growth slowed to a crawl last month. White House spokesman Jay Carney says President Obama understands the headwinds facing the U.S. economy.
It is very important that we have hopefully averted what would have been the most substantial headwind of all, which is a default for the first time in our history.
Carney says Mr. Obama will be pushing for new measures to boost the economy, including an extension of the payroll tax cut. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
After rallying briefly yesterday on word of the debt ceiling deal, stocks on European exchanges have fallen to a 10-month low today. Jan Randolph is an economist with IHS Global Insight. He says investors should expect more such volatility in the weeks ahead.
We're going to see a continuation of the dramas, both in Europe and also in the U.S., I think. We certainly haven't put it behind us. Like all good dramas, we've had the cliffhangers, but we enter a new series, and no doubt there'll be future cliffhangers.
This is NPR News from Washington. The federal government stands to lose more than $1 billion if the Senate leaves for its August recess without approving a House bill to collect airline ticket taxes. The Federal Aviation Administration has been partially shut down for almost 2 weeks now, and the airline's authority to collect ticket taxes has expired. The federal government is suing to stop the state of Alabama's tough new immigration law. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the lawsuit is similar to one that struck down Arizona's immigration crackdown.
The Department of Justice says Alabama's law is unconstitutional because it conflicts with federal immigration law, often turning what are now federal civil offenses into criminal activity. Alabama's law touches just about every aspect of an illegal immigrant's life, from work to housing to access to public education. An Arizona judge sided with the federal government in a similar case, and immigration crackdowns in Utah, Indiana, and Georgia have also been limited by courts. A sponsor of Alabama's law, Republican State Representative Mickey Hammond, says if the Justice Department put as much effort into solving the immigration problem as it is blocking state laws, the U.S. might make some headway on the issue. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Syrian troops have advanced in the central city of Hama, taking up new positions today in a residential area, a day after government forces throughout the country killed 24 people. Italy has recalled its ambassador to Syria, citing what officials called the horrible repression there. The UN Security Council is expected to discuss the situation in Syria today. Tropical Storm Emily expected to dump heavy rain on Puerto Rico today, and the Tropical Storm Watch has been posted for the U.S. Virgin Islands. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.